Hare Krishna. Spiritual growth comes by changing our mental model, not our physical posture. Many people equate spirituality with yoga, and they equate yoga with sitting in a particular posture. Yes, definitely, yoga involves one of its limbs, which is sitting in a particular posture, but that is just one limb of yoga, and that is actually a preliminary part of yoga. In fact, if you look at the Bhagavad Gita, it talks about the process of going into a forest and then sitting in yogic meditation, especially in the 6th chapter. 6.10, it talks about going out in the forest, and 6.13 gives a description of the process of yoga, especially in terms of the asanas. 6.13 is Samam Kaya Shiro Grivam Dharayana Chalam Sthiraha Samprekshanasika Gramswam Dishascha Navalokayan. So, Samam Kaya Shiro Grivam. Samam Kaya, one line. Kaya is body, torso. Shiro Grivam, the neck and the head, all of them sit erect, Krishna is telling. Dharayan achalam sthiraha. Achalam sthiraha. Be unshaking, be fixed. Samprekshanasika gramswam. Look at the tip of the nose. Ishascha navalokayan. And do not look anywhere else. And thereafter, in the next verse, so this verse does talk about sitting in a yogic posture. But that is the beginning. And immediately after, the next verse says, in 6.14, Prashantatma vigatabhir brahmachari vrate sthitaha manasanyamya machitto yukta sita matparaha. So, Prashantatma, the person is peaceful, vigatabhir. One of the forces that takes away our peace is fear. So, when one becomes free from fear, then one becomes peaceful. Brahmachari vrate sthitaha. Another thing which takes away our peace is desire. Desire for sensual pleasure, especially sexual pleasure. And brahmachari vrate sthitaha. Once one is situated in brahmacharya, then there is the freedom from desire also. And then, manasayamya machitto. Regulate the mind and fix it on me. Machitto. Yukta sita matparaha. In this way, make me the supreme goal. So here, what Krishna is stating essentially is that we need to turn our mind inwards towards Krishna. And this is not just when Krishna talks about fixing the mind on Him, that is not simply just, I'm looking in this direction, I look in that direction. So, thinking about Krishna is not just a redirection of our thoughts. It is a reorientation of our way of thinking. That means, when we think about Krishna, we understand Him to be the Supreme Lord, and when we understand Him to be the Supreme Lord, the source of everything, the sustainer of everything, then we make Him the center of our life. And we start seeing everything in relationship with Him. Krishna, in the same sequence, later in 9.30, will tell the success of the process of yoga. And the success is, and he says in 6.30 itself, Yo mam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami sacha me na pranashyati. So, Yo mam pashyati sarvatra, one who sees me everywhere, sarvam cha mai pashyati, who sees everything in me, tasyaham na pranashyami. For such a person, I am not lost to them, nor are they lost to me. Sachamena pranashyati. So here Krishna is talking about changing our mental model by which we can see Him everywhere. And it is this that is the focus of the inner change that comprises spiritual growth. Spiritual growth means the soul's consciousness expands, and rather than looking at things in terms of matter, one starts seeing everything in connection with spirit, especially the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna. So our mental model, the way in which we look at the world, not in terms of what will give me pleasure, but how is this connected with Krishna? How can this be connected with Krishna? When we start thinking in those terms, then we move steadily and smoothly towards Krishna. And that is, the whole process can begin with a sitting in a particular physical posture, but that is preliminary. We may sit in a physical posture for a long time, but if we don't change our mental model, we don't make Krishna the center of our way of looking at the world, then we don't grow spiritually. And if we can bring about that change in our mental model by study, by devotion, by purification, then even if we are not able to sit in any perfect physical posture, any pretzels, it doesn't matter. Still, we will grow spiritually and we will attain life's supreme spiritual success, eternal love for Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.